to the game plan like you usually do, and you know, this is some good practice heading into the playoffs here.
Mm-hmm.
Top 16 teams in eight-man football will get in, folks, and the Akron-Fair Gov will be one of them. Under center, Aldrich. Aldrich, a toss over to Heiser. Heiser slips away and gets the first down to about the 20, close to the 15-yard line. Maybe 16.
They're going to mark him at the 16.
Clock will run as they reset the chains first before it starts running.
All the
pregame show right now on 102.1 FM for the Michigan-Michigan State game. That game will start about 3:30 p.m. this afternoon. You might be able to watch it. You know we will.
Got the long drive back down through Bad X and then down to Port St. Lac.
And drop the equipment off and have it blow dried. Dry air. Under center is Aldrich again. Has a wide receiver on the left side. One back in the backfield, all lined up there for the Vikings.
Fake off to him. Aldrich looking over his left side.
And he has an open man caught down at about the 10-yard line for the catch, number 25.
Aldrich. Donovan. Stock.
Say again?
George Stock.
Okay.
I hope we're getting that for you, Donovan.
Take it out at four for the Vikings.
Saints defensive back. About a minute and 28 to go here. 38-6. Vikings leading the case. So he goes. Probably get a word here with the head coach, Drew Lepick.
Aldrich back in shotgun position. Now he's just letting the clock run down. We're at 1-1-1 here in the fourth quarter. Aldridge takes the snap, and he takes right off that left side.
Dodges a tackle. Still heading inside the five-yard line. Finally brought down by the KSU Eagles. And a flag is thrown. Good sportsmanship by number 54 to pull up Aldridge after the hit. Aaron Pettery.
Not a lot of flags today for as tough as the weather was on us.
Could it be holding?
Let's see what they call.
We'll see.
And we have... And
there you go,
block in the back. The Akron-Fair Grove Vikings battle back
to bomb. Sorry, block in the back is what we heard from the announcer.
There's a penalty on Akron-Fair Grove. 59 seconds left on this clock right now. You're listening to AM 1340 WLW.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, timeout was called here. And for the Keith Eagles, he's going to get the rest of the players trying to get a chance to get them all in for this series.
At least the rest of the seniors.
Yeah, and... first year back in football for the KSU Eagles, they will end up finishing 0-9.
Mm-hmm.
No forfeits.
No forfeits.
On their schedule, they put a very tough NCAA eight-man football league.
I think it's very, very good to see this. I'm glad to see them guys back in their football, back in their hometown.
And next year, we'll be actually in the press box.
And we'll come back up here and do some games.
Yeah, next year, and they will make the fundraising.
Yeah.
I think we need a special event for that, another one. Maybe we'll get a... do some type of fundraiser.
Make
sure some more cheeseburgers.
Yes, make sure when the press box is
built. Some more fish during shanty days or something, huh?
Then make room for the radio and the internet.
That's right, yeah. Let us know, Casey. We'll try to help you out and get the word out on your fundraising. Here we go. Aldrich, second position, looking down the field, throws it off and out of the reach of number 9. As the clock continues to roll, but it stops after the incomplete pass to number 9, Marcus Maskell.
They're down quite a bit. Third down and 20.
Chris Newton. We have Eonjin Lee. I can't hear you. Shannon Baranski, Chase Lowers, Brandon Jampowski, Tanaka, Cameron Ashmore, Emily Larkins, Tyler Lohr, Cole Simmons, Tommy Kennedy, Justin Noble, Drew Lepick, Mason Koski, and Kyle Horn, Aaron Pettery, Jacob Stratton, Eric Eddy, Adam Legdenar. All on this KSU Eagles team. Acafergo, Aldrich getting the shotgun, throws it into the end zone, and that's the way he caught it. He caught it, and I think he's going to run across to the line. Is it a touchdown or not? And no, he was down at the half-yard line, and it was kicked away by the Eagles with 44 seconds. The clock stops there momentarily as they move the chain. We first and goal for Acafergo. Aldrich throws it up. A good catch, just good vision, and a good right. catch.
All,
it in.
All the refs are looking at each other to make a call on that.
Yeah.
Somebody stood up and made the call.
Well, four officials, one of them should be back in the end zone.
They should have been.
Ooh, lanky, a little tough there.
All right, just playing. These are not replacement refs. These are full-time.
Well, we're past the 3 p.m. hour here. On AM 1340 WIW, 25 seconds to go here. We'll see what Aldrich does. Under center, I formation set up in this 8-man formation. Hands it off and right up the middle. Good for the touchdown by number 25, Donovan Schostock.
Schostock.
17 seconds left on the clock.
Well, we said that 18 guys out here for the Eagles. That's a great first-year numbers. It's only going to build. They're playing a great league. The best competition will make them even better.
Yep. 44-6 is the score right now after Acafergo. Vikings scores that touchdown. Vikings, good job in offense here. Had a good good play formations and various playbook here on the field for them.
Looks like they're going to attempt to kick the extra point now.
Whoa, almost
it's
locked.
Good.
Good.
He's going to make it now 45-6. The Vikings are leading now over the Eagles of Kingsville.
We'll be right back here on AM 1340 WLEW.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, Moore Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Welcome back to AM 1340 WLEW.
There's some interference there.
A little bit of interference there because of the wetness, probably. Things a little wet. 17 seconds to go here, folks. It is 45-6. Vikings will kick it off. They'll receive it. It's Tommy Kennedy, the senior QB here for the Eagles. Takes the run, charges ahead to about the 26-yard line is where he'll be stopped with 10 seconds to go. They'll have maybe one or two plays left. For the case where he goes, as the Vikings roll, go on with the victory. And, oh, man, he's played hard through this whole game. He's had injuries during the regular season. He had to miss a couple of games also. So, well, he's the kid with the most experience on the field right now.
Right.
For football-wise, as he played for Olandage, too.
Looks like he's holding his shoulder on that. Simmons will come in for him to run the quarterback position. Maybe one more play here.
You think?
We'll see. It's going to be hard to throw it downfield with this wind the way it is. As Kennedy walks off the field with help of a coach. The Eagles will start this final drive. First and 10, right about the 26. It's been a good, wet, cold game today. Great way to finish off the season. A lot of stuff to build on for the Eagles. I see some wins next year for them guys, for sure. Simmons is in now at quarterback position.
He's going to have a quick handoff. Number 5 is going to be Hailey. Where is it? Yeah. And they'll let that clock run, and that's where the game will end with the Acafergo Vikings defeating the Caseville Eagles 45-6. 7-2 now are the Acafergo Vikings as they head into the high school eight-man football playoffs. Case believe that team is 0-9, but they played hard in this game. Yeah. So some good.